Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we read through these challenging chapters, it's good to remind ourselves of certain facts. First, there were no prisons in Israel. If a crime was serious enough, where a person had forfeited their life in God's books, they were to be executed. Remember, this was only where there was corroborating evidence, not just hearsay. Second, if the person was not guilty of death, there could be financial repayment. Other cases called for corporal punishment. That's how Deuteronomy 25 begins. In that case, the number of blows to the back was limited to 40. This might seem inhumane to us today, but would probably be preferred by many criminals to years behind bars. It was certainly a solemn reminder to the society that sin was a serious thing to God, and they had been forewarned of the consequences. Paul was treated in this way, not for any crime, but for preaching the gospel. He wrote, quote, "From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods." 2 Corinthians 11, verses 24 and 25. I think the reason he received 39 stripes instead of 40 was not mercy on the part of his tormentors. They used a lash with 3 leather thongs, so each hit counted for 3. Yet for all he suffered, Paul felt it an honor to endure it for the Lord. Following this subject, the Lord told his people, quote, "You shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain." Deuteronomy 25, verse 4. Interestingly, Paul used this principle twice in the New Testament to encourage believers to honor those who served them. It was not just that the ox was fed, but should enjoy the benefits of its own labor. So those who encourage and help us should themselves receive encouagement and help. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9, 1 Timothy 5, verse 18. Maybe we could do that today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.